recorded.
All right, well, it is 10 a.m. We'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Product Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of Thursday, December 4th, 2025. Let's be aware of background noise. Please keep our devices muted. If you're on a phone, please don't put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so, and use the raise hand icon. Public comment, as always, is 3 minutes. Please state your name each time you speak, and of course, commissioners, when making and seconding motions. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start off with our roll call. Commissioner Hershberger, Rod, present. Understand Commissioner Buzzle will not be here today. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Commissioner Swope? All right, and Commissioner Tolbert, Tim?
Yes, I'm here, Jeff.
All right, thank you. Glad you are. That we have three of our five members, so we do have a quorum. We have Alan Burke, Melissa Campos, Sabrina Evans, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel here from DBPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the Florida Building Commission's facilitator. All right, Rod, I'll turn it to you, sir, to run us through the agenda and then through the meeting minutes.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Good morning, everyone. Dave and Tim, we're going to depend on you a lot for motions and seconds, since it's just us three. Are there any changes? Everyone's had a chance to read the posted agenda. Are there any changes to the posted agenda? If not, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Compton moves to approve.
Second, Tolbert.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. The meeting minutes and facilitator summary report were also posted on the website. So if we, are there any changes to the meeting minutes or the facilitator summary report? If not, can I get a motion to approve?
Compton moves to approve.
Second, Tolbert.
Thank you. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Meeting minutes and facilitator summary report passes unanimously. Moving on to number four, all of the conditional approvals from the October 14th, 2025 commission meeting have been met, with the exception of FL-46130, FL-46616, FL-46960, and FL-47478. Mo, are there any developments regarding those approvals?
No, this, you know, it's still the same issues with the quality assurance and all that, so no additional information.
Okay, thank you, Mo. There's no action required for that. Moving on to the approval and entity statistics report, Melissa, could you please report the product approval and entity statistics?
Sure. All right. For product application, we have 7,816. That brings us to a total of 8,633 for the credits here for the approved. We have 32,291. That brings us to a total of 35,536. And for the entities, we have approved 134, and that brings us to a total of 456. That's it.
Thank you, Melissa. A lot of approval there. So turning over to the business and professional regulations reports, Jeff Blair is going to facilitate this portion. Jeff?
Yes, Chairman, we'll start with the consent agenda of entities. There's 14. Is there any public comment? If not, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn to you for the motions.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of product approval entities recommended for approval to the 2023 code as posted?
Compton move approval.
Second?
Second, Tolbert.
Any discussion? Hearing none, again, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Jeff?
Sir, we have 176 product applications on the consent agenda for approval, unless there's any public comment, which I see none, with no, and again, use the raise hand icon, I see none. Mr. Chairman, we'll go to you for your motion on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products recommended for approval to the 2023 code as posted?
Council moves approval.
Second, Tolbert.
Any discussion? Again, hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to the consent agenda for approval for individual considerations, there's none of those. And now product approval applications with approval with comments. Jeff?
Yes, sir, there are seven total. There are six on the consent agenda for approval and one on the consent agenda for conditional. So on the consent agenda recommended for approval, we have FL 47841, 47849, 47871, 47872, 47874, and 47880. I see no hands for public comment, and I'll turn it to you for the motion.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments, six of them, recommended for approval to the 2023 code?
Council move approval.
Second, Tolbert.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor again, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Conditional approval, Jeff.
Yes, sir, there's one on the consent agenda for conditional, which is FL 47317. The condition is to allow the applicant to revise the application for the thermal breaker in compliance with the plastic requirements. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll turn to you for the motion on that, sir.
Thank you again, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products with comments recommended for conditional approval to the 2023 code based on the conditions recommended by DPPR staff and reflected in the posted documentation?
Council moves conditional approval.
Second, Tolbert.
Any discussion? Again, hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to the consent agenda of DPPR product approval applications. Jeff will review this, there's no action needed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's 99 and there's none with any comments. All are approved, no action, as you said, is required of the TAC.
Thank you. The POC welcomes your comments on its actions or any other topic under the POC's purview. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. If you wish to make a comment, please use the raise hand icon to identify your name when Jeff asks, and he will stack a list of names for public comment. Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on any issue before the commission and the POC? Seeing none, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you to close this out.
All right, great. Are there any final POC member comments? Any staff member comments?
No, thank you, guys.
All right, the next POC meeting is scheduled for Thursday, January 29th, 2026 at 10 a.m. And thank you all for your participation. No further business. We stand adjourned at 10:09. And I look forward to seeing everyone next week in Orlando.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.